Bet someone covered my shift tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, and dudes on the couch, thank you for tuning in to the 17th episode of the day here at the Emo Brown headquarters, powered by Goop and Grasshopper for your medicinal medicated cannabis needs. Make that card clack, get 15% back every time you are at Grasshopper. Look at Caesar's head. Look at Barry's mouth. We are here for all of the things. Hey, so that doesn't really work on the cancel couch, huh, the camera? Patreon, this is for you, and if it's funny enough, it's going to be for everyone. But the jury is still out there. You guys are. Look at you guys. Look at this. Isn't it neat? Real shit. This is the fifth episode of the day?
Seventh, probably.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I'm not good at counting.
Dude, we didn't even record the whole episodes you did in between guests.
We did a lot of banter the episode, after the episode. Well, you know what? Let's go ahead around the room and let's introduce everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left is Jeff Lozano. What's going on, sir? Give us a little bit about yourself.
Are we okay? We're doing the intro.
Yeah,
again.
Fuck
Jesus
it.
Christ. Hi, guys.
Quickly.
I'm an Aquarius and I enjoy craft beer. I am a married man with two beautiful, soon to be three children.
Damn it. Was that bottled up? Was that a secret?
It kind of was. I chose the last episode.
Okay, to kind of plant the seed.
Not plant it. I mean, I already planted the seed. I wanted to announce it. Yeah. That'd be a good, another good groom.
Oof.
Yeah.
You got to hit him with three, though.
Another one.
Oh, Lord. Where's Angel?
That's okay. No. Where's
We need Angel.
Moving on.
Jeff Lozano, thank you. You're back. Welcome. Hey, and you know what? We want to do this little monthly thing. You've got the chops. You've got the banter skill.
I've been, what is it, knighted by Stephen Garcia?
Sir Jeff Lozano.
The third.
He's back. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Barry?
He's in.
Yeah?
Thank you, Barry.
I'm opening the books to tattoos as well, and I'm looking for some people.
So what? What? Tattoos?
Opening the book to the Emo Brown tattoo. To my right, from the almighty East County Providence, the man they call Silvertooth. Not you, Barry.
I know. No, I was just fucking with Caesar.
What's happening?
Put the camera on Ryder, because today we got Ryder in the mix. Finally, we've got Ryder here. Ryder hails from Santee.
Oh, my God.
Look at those things.
Coolest
bro.
Looking guest you've that ever had.
Shiny ass.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, well, you know what? We had you last time. We didn't record.
Yeah, thanks.
Not a problem. Tell us a little bit about yourself there, Ryder.
I work for Steve too much.
Yes.
And happy to be here, you know.
There you go, Ryder from East
County. I like long walks on the beach.
Yeah. Nice.
And Ballast Point.
Ooh. True or false?
There
true or false?
You go, baby.
You have successfully outrun the police helicopter in your life.
Okay, we're getting right into that. Yeah, one time.
All right, very good.
Was that a song about you?
Yeah. You're gonna rob the McAllisters, it looks like, with that fucking with that grill.
Joe
dude.
Pesci. Yeah.
You look like one of the dudes that would break into fucking Gap Junior and just do a mob thievery of all of their
in
things.
Spencer's.
I don't think I'll fit in Gap Junior.
Spencer's
anymore, unfortunately. Zoomies is more. Yeah. More
we'll be back to you. Pass the microphone to our Mexican friend to your right. Ladies and gentlemen, my best friend's younger brother.
So handsome.
Santiago, what's cracking, Santi?
What's up?
Hey man, you sat patiently through 15 episodes today, bro. You're just drinking and smiling and soaking it all in. How are you?
I'm good.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Great experience. Shut the fuck up, fool. Great experience.
I'm from Calexico, California.
A huevo.
Huevo. Hey, why don't you say it like that, Jeff? Say it again. Where are you from?
Calexico, California.
Yeah!
That's way better than Calexico.
Calexico. That's what you say.
Like if there's a beach nearby.
Hey, guys, I'm from Calexico.
Calexico, California, guys.
¿Qué onda, Santi? ¿A qué te dedicas?
To have a good time.
Oh my God. That's right, ladies. He's a single man.
I'm single.
Hey, that's like the Tom DeLonge tattoo on your arm, too.
Yeah, it is good.
Tell us a little bit about that tattoo.
I like that.
And the pants and the shoes.
Everything. It's actually a soccer tattoo.
Go ahead.
From one of the soccer players I follow.
Ooh. So, don't be so secretive, dog. You're here to chat. You're here to let it all out. What soccer player do you follow that you wanted to emulate with the tattoo?
It's actually Pablo Dybala. He's an Argentinian soccer
player.
Yes, he
is.
Yeah.
There he is. Of Juventus fame.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You don't pull any fast ones on me, sir. True or false? You jumped out of an airplane, a.k.a. skydiving, in a tuxedo.
I did. A suit is a campaign I was working on for Express. I do a little bit of content creation for them.
Oh, shit. All of a sudden, he speaks English, guys. Look at this fucking guy. Fluently, you know what? I do a little bit of content creation for Express. Go ahead.
But yeah, so it was just something that I thought was going to be unique. And they picked it up. It's actually on their website. So
look at you, fool.
That accent, though, is...
It's fabricated.
It is.
I heard him talk. That's not how he sounds, fabricated.
Them motherfuckers don't talk.
He's
from Jersey.
You're Javier Bardem,
you know what, sir? Contact creation is... Do you know what happened? It's on the fucking website. You know?
On the website.
Yeah. Wait, what's the website?
Express.
Express.com. Express, for all you don't know, is like a Forever 21 for men. Right?
A little elevated.
Am I tripping or not?
A little is... Yeah. You're going to let him what insult...
No, bitch. That's what I would make the connection to that. Hmm. What would you describe Express as?
Yeah, pretty much like that.
What's
yeah.
up, bitch?
What? It's a fashion institute for the modern man.
Oh, sounds like Banana Republic. You just
sounds like I need to be picked up. Hey, you make sure that your executive team listens to that, okay?
If it was a scary jumping out of an airplane?
It was scary, but you know what? I was nervous. Mm. So the scaredness kind of went away. Like, I just wanted the shot to look good, and you only have one shot because, you know, you're jumping out of play. You can do redos.
Yeah, you can, fool.
Well, I could.
Yeah. I asked the hard-hitting questions. Yeah. You can't jump out of a plane twice. Yes, you can.
I did not have the budget for that. So
how much is it?
Wait, you had to pay for it, or one and done?
One and done.
How much does it cost to jump out of a plane these days?
It costs around $500.
To jump out of a fucking plane, it costs $500.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a lot of money, bro, to fucking potentially die.
Do they make you pay before you do it?
Valid.
Like, yeah.
Valid.
Yeah.
What kind of waivers do you have to sign before you jump
out
of a plane?
I guess you have to, right? It would be the move.
Do they give you like examples of like, hey, you could fucking die?
Oh, yeah. You have to sign a bunch of waivers. You have to see a video before, like a training video, and do like a...
How long is the training?
That seems really... you just got to watch a video, and then you're off.
Fuck.
Yeah, okay. You don't got a buddy? Well, you didn't get one of those buddies, you know, that you have
tandem.
To ride?
Yeah, it's called
it's a tandem?
Tandem.
Was he wearing a suit?
No, he was not wearing.
He was wearing a gown. A gown. A
was
dress.
He wearing a green suit, like so that they can crop him out of the shot?
Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. All right, we're done with you, Santi. Go ahead and Caesar. What's up, Caesar? Say way
back.
Nope,
damn,
there you go.
Daddy,
what's up, man?
What's up?
What's going on?
Come on, that's Wapo.
Almost like Wapo. Tell us a little bit about yourself, man. Everybody's always asking about Caesar. There he is.
If they don't know, then
we don't talk about Caesar. Them curls, bro. Fuck around.
Nice, huh?
It's nice to see you again. It's awesome to have you grace us with your voice.
I'm only here because of Lozano, dog.
That's it?
Hey, bro. Go ahead. Caesar, you brought some bomb-ass beer, dude.
Tell us about that.
He's open. I don't know.
He's sipping on some paperback.
Yeah, wait. Put the camera over here, B. Look, paperback brewing. I've never had them, honestly, and I've never really even heard of them.
Yeah, it's my dude. So at Glendale, California, man. These guys
Glendale Gary.
Dude, their artwork is so sick, bro. Yeah. I don't know. It's like comic book, but... The beer is fucking good.
It's like a little novella on every can.
Yeah, I like it.
What's the really origin of the name paperback? Where does that come from?
For them, it means every beer tells a story. You know, that's what you're defining yourself by your product.
This one, look, VIM for mullet.
Dial M for mullet.
You know why I said? Look, it looks. Do you remember when you were crossing the border in those little Mexican shops that had the erotic little comic books that were like super
small? I regret
small?
To inform you, I never crossed the border. The border crossed me.
Ooh, what's up, Plymouth Rock?
What's up, dog?
I don't even understand.
Happy Thanksgiving, all right? Happy.
And when I crossed
the border,
crossed
me.
I was being chased by people that looked like BJ.
Yeah, bro, colonizers. Look at that guy. Oh, that beautiful mug. Oh, man, I was not privy to the idea that Wyoming was a state that Mexico used to own. I did not know that. I did not know that Utah was also a state that Mexico used to own. We were ripped off, apparently.
Damn.
Yeah, they're good states.
I wouldn't want Wyoming back, you know, but I'd like California, Nevada, Arizona, Texas,
New Utah? Mexico. What about Utah?
All right, my wife has family in Utah, so
is that the only reason?
Just by default?
I don't think that's a good reason.
I don't believe in polygamy. How about that?
Well, there's a lot of places in Mexico where you can do it.
I'm all about it.
It's called.
You guys ever watch? Yeah, you ever see what's his face? That political figure that he uh,
he went to Mexico so that his family can practice polygamy. And then they got into like this crazy cartel war.
Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah.
What's the name of the cartel?
Now you got your attention.
Yeah, the councilman.
Mitch Romney or Rotney or whatever.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney. Remember, yeah,
Barry was like,
he's like Mormon. And Mittens he went Romney down is what we call him on the street. To Mexico.
Yeah.
And just so that they could practice like polygamy, whatever. And then I guess the story, I think it was like on Vice. And the story is that they had to load up like an arsenal because they were fighting cartels like every other Wednesday or some shit.
It was happening. And then they finally crossed the line and the cartel won.
Oh, did they win?
I don't know. I feel like they all scattered and moved back up north, bro. That's crazy. Yeah, those things really happen. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Lozano with the anti-cartel talk today. If you need to find him,
he is the highest ranking Mexican
at Ballast Point.
That is
Please reach out to him.
That was anti-nothing. When's the last time you did a commercial for the Padres?
When's the last time you did a commercial for the Padres?
I think it was their last season.
Okay, are you guys still on board with that?
Yeah,
are you still the official voice?
Well, we're still the official craft beer of the Padres. So I still do work with them. I still do some of their events whenever we whenever they're trying to do something for some clients of theirs and they're going to include Ballast Point. I'll go in there and I'll play.
What did you say?
Ghostmaster.
What was your the fucking script that you said for the commercial?
I forgot it.
No, you didn't, bitch. No, you didn't.
I did. You want to bring it up? You can bring it up. I forgot it. It's something to do with...
Hey, thank you for coming to Petco Park. Next time you're here, have a swinging fryer ale. No?
That's like Cartman. That's like Cartman fucking... Hey, guys, thanks for coming. Enjoy your wonderful stay here at Petco Park.
Awesome? Did your kids think it was awesome?
Yeah, they would turn on the TV, and it was funny because my neighbor... So we'd be watching the games, and I had a kegerator in my garage. And I was upstairs, so I had to
come
back.
Tell us more about this.
Hold on. So I'd come back down, and I'd get beers in between innings or whatever.
A lot of beers in your life,
bro. And if two a day at minimum. And if we were doing all right, my neighbor would come down at the same time to his garage, was right across. And if we were doing good, he'd be like, "Dude, I fucking heard you, dude. I saw you, bro, again, the Mr. Padre guy." And it was all cool and shit like that.
When they're losing,
and then when we were losing, which was often, it was like, "Hey, fuck you,
fuck you, Mr. Padre guy."
It's probably you. That's why we're fucking losing.
You truly don't remember what you said, what your script was?
No, it was just like the official craft beer of the San Diego Padres was a piece of it, but there was also like, I don't know, it was very well shot. The production company that we were using, it was like, I don't know, I forget, man. Honestly, it was like written on the back of a napkin, and I read it one day, and
I seem to remember the line, if they lose, you can blame me.
Oh, Lord.
That is verbatim. That's what I said.
Tell us about this podcast you got coming up, fool.
Bro, I'm starting a new podcast with our producer, Rick Romero, Ricky
Square.
Yeah, R Squared Media. So, Ballast Point had a podcast. I had a podcast called Dedicated to the Craft.
Canceled!
It was on a brief hiatus, and then we're like, you know what?
Did that hurt?
Like,
when
look,
that happened?
Just I have no room on this wall of plaques for this award. Just give it to the second runner up and
enter Emo Brown.
The best podcast of 2022.
We'll take it.
That's weird. We never saw your name on the ballot. That's crazy. You totally made them like take your guys' podcast name off of the ballot, dude. We lost this year. One, we didn't really go all in, but two, like.
Wait, you guys lost?
Yeah, because I don't know. I think we got busy and we didn't really like.
Wait. We lost, bro.
So,
to who?
Carl DeMaio.
Shout out, Carl. Who's that?
Carl DeMaio is a politician. Is he? Ladies and gentlemen, you don't see him right now, but Lieutenant Hoyos is here in the studio. The highest ranking Mexican in the Chula Vista Police Department. Still the highest ranking, or where are you at? Number two, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, you know.
Did we talk about his slacks?
We're
his
number two
shoes?
As well, if it makes you feel any better. We're the number two highest ranked podcast.
He's wearing crisp slacks and some beautiful shoes.
He's wearing Mario Lopez shoes. These are the new shoes that just came out from the Mario Lopez brand.
Is he going to get shit for that?
He's looking hella cool. Hey, Mario Lopez, you've unlocked the police demographic. They have tapped in, you know?
Wow, preppy.
We have El Compa Santi on the couch who models for Express, but we've got fucking Lieutenant Oils who puts it down for Banana Republic and Mario Lopez shoes. Good on you, man. Give me a thumbs up if you're ready to come back on the podcast in January. There it is.
Coolest
two thumbs
cop,
up.
I know. Hey,
we've done this before with him. I don't know if you guys have watched this before. What we have done is a breathalyzer test.
We have done a breathalyzer test.
Oh.
We're going to do a stun gun test next. We're going to see what the level of, you know, and we're not going to have Ryder do
Who's
it.
Who's going to do it? Yeah.
Oh, what? Man. I feel, hey.
That's not, is that going to happen?
We can't do that?
No.
We can't do that.
But you can legally have a taser, right? Or a stun gun?
You can't.
So like, you're just not involved. It's just, they're going to do that.
If I sign a waiver saying I'm okay being stun gunned, are you okay stunning us? Okay, perfect. Okay,
but you can do it.
Perfect. Done.
You know how like you said like off the record and then you can't
Jeff.
You can't do that. Like you just have to do some weird cop stuff where you go like off the record and then stun somebody.
Jeff, you stun Ryder. Barry, you stun fucking Santi.
Oh, it's like the human centipede of stunning.
I think that's the move.
We can all hold hands and see if the shock goes through us.
Oh, remember when you'd be in a restaurant or like a bar in Mexico, dude, and some guy would come in with his little box and just jolt the crap out of everybody?
Same.
If we stun his penis and your mouth starts hurting all of a sudden, the questions will be asked, my friend. Just making the connection, Barry. Sorry.
Right, damn. Ryder will do it.
Barry's not feeling it. This is Barry's fourth podcast of the day.
This is episode number 5, and I don't like being Angel.
What? You don't like it, huh?
I like being over there with you guys.
You're a little outside of the fun today.
I think Caesar's still working. He's always, since he got here today, he's been working.
Look at him.
Look at that thing, dude. Beautiful man. Look at that. There he is. He's working. Sorry, ladies, he's spoken for.
He's now.
Are you? Oh. Are you?
Shit.
Give us a thumbs up if you're in a relationship. Ooh, that face said it all right there, bro.
I don't have enough thumbs to put down for that statement. Please, I'm done.
If you couldn't hear me, said yes. I have 3 ladies.
All right, this moment right now, I'd like to push it over on Ryder.
That's what I was going to say. Hey, listen, dude, Ryder's been here since the crack of dawn.
Ryder has been here all day. He was the first fool here when we got here at 10:05. When I got here at 10:05 in the morning, this is what happened. I told 6 people that they could be on the podcast today, and all 6 people showed up. That's a fact. We had Tony from the 2 Mics, 1 Ball. We had Ground Floor Murals. We had Jeff Lozano. We had young lady Monica 619 Designs. We had Santi came in. We had fucking Ryder come in. Who else came in, fool? Everybody was here. There was a lot of episodes to be done. So what did we do today? We ended up doing Ground Floor Murals. We ended up doing Metiche Monday. And Metiche Monday had you, Jeff. Ryder, this is as good as it's going to get today,
brother.
Well,
you had the other artist, Monica.
Yeah, well, she was just the local love.
Oh, local love, okay.
Which is something I feel we need to bring back, right? It was a good move. The local love gives us an opportunity to, you know, boom, boom, boom. I want to do a local love for the police department. Like, hey, how many tickets did you give away this week? You know, some shit like that.
Give out?
Yeah, like,
yeah.
How many people did you stun, you know? Mm. I don't know. Can we have a segment sponsored by Chula Vista PD? Is that something we can do or no? This episode is brought to you by CVPD.
Favoritism. No?
CVPOA? There it is.
Oh, bro, you know how you have ride-alongs? Could you do the same thing with like issuing tickets? Where you get like a special guest wins an opportunity to just go out to the cars and then give the tickets?
When? Okay, because
he's on something here.
This has been in talks for years, literally now. Years. At least 2 years where I'm going to go and fucking Gus is going to go. But if Gus isn't down, because I think he has warrants, maybe you can go. Maybe you can go. We do a ride-along with Lieutenant Oyos, but he already gave me a loan. I have to do OT if you want to do a ride-along, and I want to do it at this. I said, I don't care, man. I'm down to do it whenever. Take me in the most dangerous time of the night, all right, to the most active part of Chula Vista. I want to wear a bulletproof vest, no shirt, cargo pants, tactical boots, and a backwards New York Yankee hat.
I feel like he already has this look, with the chain, dog.
With the chain.
49 cents?
Yeah, he's like toy soldiers.
50 pesos.
But that was like
50 pesos. I think that's the look, fool. And then am I allowed, if you pull somebody over and give them a ticket, be like, I'm doing a ride-along today. Lieutenant Steve is going to
Commando Steve is here to issue a warrant.
He's going
to
read you your Miranda rights in Spanish.
Hey, would that be something I'm allowed to do? Give him the mic, fool. You get.
I don't think you can.
I feel like we all know the answer. Does he really have to get
the microphone? No, you can't do that.
Ryder says you can't do that. Ryder, I feel like you have a firm grip of the law because you've broken so much.
Ryder,
I mean, you can get free ride-alongs in the back. See,
Ryder, true or false? Cards, right?
True or really false? Ryder,
I gotta steal something. You have been incarcerated before
in juvenile hall. That
juvenile
counts.
Hall. What's the success rate from somebody exiting, graduating from juvenile hall and graduating into the penitentiary?
Probably like 98%.
So you are the 2% that didn't make it in.
That's right.
Yeah. Your gold teeth say otherwise.
But I'm not giving 100%.
I'm happy you didn't make it in, bro.
He called you a failure for not getting into more trouble,
bro. What a loser.
Yeah, sorry. I didn't make it to George Bailey on time.
Donovan Bailey, I thought it was. Is it George?
Donovan is a different one. There's George Bailey and then Donovan.
I'm telling you, this guy knows everything.
Trick question. Trick question. Okay, so you've been to juvenile hall.
Yeah.
How many times?
Like 3 or 4 times.
What's your longest stint in juvenile hall?
Ooh.
I did like almost 3 months in camp.
Jesus Christ.
Back in 2010.
What did you do, fool?
Yeah, I'm curious.
I was on probation. So once you're on probation, it's basically over for you. Anything you do, they're going to get you.
That's weird. I've been on probation all my life. Nothing has ever happened to me, sir.
Oh, anyway, just like I was saying.
The real criminals are talking here, sir.
Yeah. Please pipe down. So once you're on probation, I mean, especially when I was 16, so I wanted to go smoke weed and hang out and do my thing. And
wow.
Can't go out past whatever it was, 9, I think. You can't. You got a drug test, et cetera, et cetera. So, and you got to go to school, which I wasn't trying to do that.
Lame.
Either. Yeah. Whack.
You didn't want to go to school anymore?
No, because I had like seen the other, side of life already.
How old were you?
When I stopped going to school?
Yeah.
16.
Look at you. Here at Three Punk Ales, we provide opportunity to the community.
Dude.
I went back and got, I did graduate for the record. I went back and graduated at.
This motherfucker said for the record.
I'm educated.
Wait, did you graduate from Juvie or from school?
No, I graduated from West Hills. But okay. I was a super senior, so I was 19 and a half.
Story
adds up.
Wait, story definitely
They call old seniors super seniors?
I was a super senior, yeah. I was almost 20 years old when I graduated.
Oh, wow.
What? Did you really?
Yeah.
No, not that. I'm just saying that it's funny that they call it the super seniors.
I know a few super seniors, you know?
Yeah?
You're like big dog on campus.
I felt like seniors would be like the kids that skip so many grades that they're like seniors at 12 years old. Those are like super seniors, aren't they?
Oh, no. Those are super nerds.
The other ones
are nerds.
Aren't the other ones senior seniors?
I don't know, man. They just called him super senior.
So wait a minute. Lieutenant Reynolds pulled out his phone. Some shit's going down now.
He's
pulling out his shit. We finally got it.
Ryder Madruga.
You got the last name, dude? Fuck.
How many points do you think Ryder's worth in his system right now?
I don't know, bro.
Zero.
Shit.
I am a refined citizen.
Yeah? You made it? Oh, look at photo. Are you?
I brought the bucket out in the shades. I can't be recognized.
Yeah, well, you're
dumb. Oh, shit. Steve. There's someone
definitely
the
don't look like he's a criminal. You definitely don't
if
look
you
like
don't
a
ask,
criminal.
My name is Barry.
Look at that. To your right, we have an actual graduate from a prestigious college. Something, where did you graduate from?
You gotta cut me off right there.
Go ahead.
From UCSD.
No, shit. See, real talk. Aren't you a lawyer, fool?
I'm working on it. I'm in law school, actually.
See? Yeah. Ryder, this is all for
this
a purpose.
This is the best
today.
Couch right here.
All
right?
This was all for a purpose. I wanted you to come in. I wanted you to come in and meet our lawyer friend, Santi, who also happens to model for Express and being a content creator. He's going to dress you up nice when he presents you in front of the judge.
Yeah, Ryder's going to be my first client, my first client right here.
There it is. All right. Finish your story, Ryder.
They're going to get to court by jumping out of the plane.
Better than a public defender. Tell you that much.
Hey, man, I'm proud of you, though.
Thank you.
You didn't, because he didn't make it to the big leagues. You know, like he handled his business.
Okay.
Do you think you're reformed? Like in juvenile, it helped you?
No. Just in life, you know, you just, honestly, I would say this sounds kind of corny because we're all here, but craft beer is like what got me out of that because my first job was bussing tables at Carl Strauss right after I graduated high school.
Hell yeah, man.
So I started doing that and I was like, oh, I can make money and like, now you don't have to steal beer, you know, you can get free beer.
Nice.
And just jumped right into that industry, you know, me and Jeff used to work.
Hell yeah, dude. Those were the best years of Ballast Point as far as I'm concerned.
I'm very happy about the turnaround in your life. Let's take it back a few years prior to that.
Sure.
Uh-oh.
What was the most outlandish crime you committed?
It's so funny. It just doesn't seem like crime because I was like,
of course
a
not. When it comes from a criminal, it doesn't look like crime. It's just everyday fucking life, bro.
I believe we have someone who could be the judge of that here.
Like,
Hey, statute of limitations. I think we're good.
Lieutenant Oyos, we'll see you very soon. Thank you very much. Much love. All right, he's gone now. What'd you do, bitch?
Free rider.
He's already putting a boot on my car.
He's gone, homie. What'd you do?
He got the pictures he needed.
Yeah, he's got a tracer on my car now.
You guys hear the helicopter?
Yeah, the helicopter story is a good one. That's Steve's favorite, so we can jump in with that one. I was actually an adult when that happened.
Oh,
allegedly.
Allegedly. Wow, the truth comes out.
You either are or you aren't, right?
This was while I was working at Carl Strauss, actually. I was 19 or 20. I think I was 20. I was dating this girl. I didn't have a driver's license or a car. I had barely driven.
Winning!
And yeah, I would just have, yeah, she would drive me around, etc. But one night we were drinking and she and her roommate came and picked me up and they were like, oh, we want you to drive whatever. I was already drunk. So I was like, okay, we're driving around listening to, you know, I don't know, Ja Rule or something.
Really?
Like that.
Ja Rule?
Crazy Town.
Nice. Something good.
Ooh, you know, Crazy Town.
Jamming, vibing.
Crazy.
Look at his outfit. You don't think it was Ja Rule, dog?
Jamiroquai, maybe?
I don't know. Insane Clown Posse comes to mind.
Okay. This episode's over. She's out the window, and so is her roommate, like out of the sky roof, and they're dancing, and I'm trying to like grab onto her
definitely leg, Crazy Town,
and pay attention, and I look up back at the road, and we're going over the median, and I'm like, oh fuck, and I fucking crash into an apartment complex through the wall, boom, and like the car stops, the gas tank had exploded when we hit the median. It was the loudest thing I've ever heard, and we all hop out of the car, and we're like, oh fuck, and everyone from the apartment complex is flooding out. People from across the street are coming out. Everyone's looking at us and shit, and we're just like, oh shit, and I'm kind of frozen, like, should I stay here and like own up to my shit type, you know, feel, or take off? And my girlfriend's like, let's get the fuck out of here. So I was like, all right, and we start dipping through these apartments through the back, and it's me, her, and her roommate at the time.
Damn, you're just freely telling this story like no fucks are giving right now. Dude. All right,
good. The
past is in the past, bro. Gonna be tired.
He said it was cool, man.
He said it was cool. He's like, yeah, it's great. We'll get him later. This is all allegedly, by the way.
He asked me to forward on this whole video, by the way.
We put a disclaimer on the beginning, right? Where it's like, this is all fiction.
The 20-year case has been solved, boys.
The Santee sheriff just sit there rubbing their fingers together. We got him. So anyways, yeah, we're running through the back of the apartment. I help her friend over the fence. There's like fences in between. And I get her over and I'm starting to climb. And cops are, boom, come around the corner. Grab her, getting him down, shit, handcuffs. He has a flashlight on me and he's like, get the fuck down here. And I fucking jump off the other way, obviously, and run back. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. I'm fucked. And I get up on this, like, ledge. And then there's razor wire that goes into Mass Park right there. If anyone is from East County, you know where that is. And not wrong. Steve's like, what? Is that a different country?
Yes.
So I get up there, and the cops are coming over at me. And I jump over the fucking razor wire backwards like a fucking...
like
pole vaulter.
Dude, that's dope.
Dude, it must have been pure adrenaline or something, because it was
apparently
nuts.
White men can jump.
If I would have got caught on that, I mean, they would have had to come like cut me down or something, you know, because it was like the legit razor wire. So I land in a pile of mud in Mass Park on my back, and I'm like, shit. And the cops are on the other side.
Huh? Would you say it was a puddle of mud?
It was puddle of mud. Shout out, yeah.
You know,
Barry's
what I think
favorite
even
band.
Weenier, dude. As soon as he said pile of mud, Barry and I just locked eyes. And we're like, hey, you want this? You gonna take this, or you want me to take it?
I'm trying to keep my shout outs to a minimum, so I didn't want to get puddle of mud on there too.
What was the song that puddle of mud sing? Remind me, bro.
That girl who got caught was singing it. She fucking hurts me.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
That dude was a
like you don't know.
That dude kicked everyone out of his band when he got signed to his label and rehired studio musicians to record the album that he had a band that did all of the things.
Oh, he was a real work.
Not a real one.
Yeah, dude. Apparently that guy was a weenie.
There's a video of him throwing sounds up efficient on stage and like just ruining the entire show.
Really?
I'll send it to you.
My kind of guy.
Phil Anselmo did that with Pantera.
Also. Oh, we don't.
But that was cool.
That was really cool.
Canceled. I can't believe you guys put me on the couch with a lawyer / model, and you're like, "Yeah, go ahead, tell your story." That's so fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's your
to be fair, all he did was jump out of a plane. You got
you're
chased
both wearing
by one.
Glasses. You're both wearing glasses.
Chased by a plane
and black shoes and black pants.
Cool guys.
There it is. Continue, please, with your felonious story.
Brother Felonious.
Brother Felonious is here today. Brother Felonious, enlighten us.
I don't think that'd be a felony, is it?
Crashing probably into an apartment probably complex, yeah, running away from the cops and the scene of the crime,
drunk
driving, underage women probably.
No, she was trespassing. Older. She was older than
oh
me.
Man, look at that.
They were both older than me.
Everybody's older than you, apparently.
Oh, excuse me. Dude, by the way, after you hit the median, you said the gas tank exploded and you went through the wall of an apartment complex. And then literally you said, yeah, and we just hopped out of the car and we no one was hurt.
It kind of, okay, so luckily this is, I think about this a lot and I'm so grateful. We were going like 10 miles an hour, 15 miles an hour cruising because I was like,
the
so
the gas tank exploded?
Something when we went over, so the medians.
Oh, okay,
there's
for sure.
Rocks. Right, there's like rocks, like as like design, and something that went boom, like a shotgun blast, and then it was leaking like crazy when we crashed. So I'm assuming gas tank.
Okay,
yikes. I mean,
What else would that be?
So there was a moment of like, what am I going to do? Do I run away?
I was like, had some like drunk, like, I'm going to stay here and go to jail because like type shit. And then I was like, fuck, what the fuck am I thinking? Get the fuck out of there. And once my girlfriend like was like, we're fucking, let's go. I kind of like snapped back in reality and was like, yeah, what the fuck? I'm not going to jail. Right now.
Not today, copper.
And I mean, that would have set my whole life. I probably would have lost my job. I would have, you know, my whole life would have changed trajectory. Mm-hmm.
Really?
So a lot of that would have
I probably
would have
gone back to doing dumb shit because I would have been back on probation. I would have been not have a job. I mean, you know, so I'm glad. That's so probably why I barely got away. I mean, it was like God's plan or something, you know?
Damn. So you did a Bruce Jenner backflip over the little fucking pole.
Yeah, yeah, me and Bruce Jenner, exactly.
You were on some Olympic
same guy,
shit, bro.
Basically. So I jumped over the thing, boom, hit the mud. I'm wearing like tan Dickies, blue flannel hat, I think. And I'm running through the cops are on the other side too, and they are shining their flashlight and they're kind of looking over like, holy shit, that fucking kid just
awesome.
Pole vaulted.
Yeah,
the
high-fiving.
And they're like, see they're
that,
on Sarge? The radios.
That
yeah,
was
they're
that
on
dude's
the radios.
On PCP.
Yeah.
Probably,
well, there's
yeah,
no catching them now.
For sure. And they're like, I can hear radios going off. I get up, start running through Mass Park. I'm way in the back.
We have a crazy white boy jumping fences.
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure cool that's not uncommon in Santee. Well, it wasn't back then. And I'm dipping through the thing, and the helicopter's out. Fucking all of a sudden, and they got the light shining. And so every like couple minutes when it gets close, I'm jumping in like a bush or I'm hiding. I'm like covered in mud too, so I take my flannel off.
This motherfucker's like modern John Rambo, fool.
Modern warfare.
It worked in Predator. Hey,
the fear of jail will do crazy things to you, apparently. But they're like white male, blue flannel. So I took my flannel off and I'm running through there. And I call my buddy Eric. Oh shit. I mean, I call my buddy.
Let's call him Eric.
I call my friend. Let's say his name's Eric, allegedly. And he lived right by there, allegedly, also. So I called him. I'm like, dude, helicopter chased me. I just crashed my girlfriend's car. And you need to come pick me up. And he's like, stop bullshitting. Huh? Where you at? And I was like, dude, I'm not kidding. Like, I'm under the Mass Park Bridge. And he's like, oh shit, okay, I got you. Pulls up in these apartments right there. I come around, jump in the fence, jump in this fool's bed of his truck. He speeds off. We take a left off whatever that street is there, Halburns or whatever.
Allegedly.
And the cops pull up and block the street off as he turned off is what he told me. All I can see is the stars. But
damn, you were on some Henry Hill shit, fool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, well, they were actually there, though. I wasn't just tweaking, you know?
Oh, my God.
Well, it was definitely Henry Hill because he ratted everybody out.
Yeah. So. Allegedly. My girlfriend, Gwendolyn, and my best friend, Eric.
Yeah, she didn't tell on me. She got hemmed up, her and her roommate.
Time out. What was that phrase you used?
Hemmed up.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like got caught.
Okay.
Gaffled. Yeah,
Hold up. Bro, you're learning a lot, boy, dog. Dude. Down as a white boy. Go ahead.
And
Dickie's blue flannel.
Yeah. And so they got released later that night, or it might have been the next day. I can't remember, but she didn't tell me, and she ended up getting charged with contempt of court or whatever. Because they knew she knew, obviously. And she didn't say anything, so she had to go to court and pay a
she
fine.
Didn't fit. She did not she rat tell, you no. out, bro. Mm-hmm.
Then you broke up with her, probably.
Yeah.
We had a rocky road ahead of before that and after. So I mean, we were both crazy teenagers. So a lot of
shit sounds
happened.
Like it. Apparently, she was older than you, so she was not a teenager.
Well, she was 20, I think 21, and I was like 19.
Well, you were an adult, allegedly. I don't even know how
you're an
adult
at 19. I mean, I feel like I was an adult.
No,
25.
No. Yeah, you're not completely developed, but you legally are an adult.
Check out the Rogan fan. Check out the Rogan fan.
Oh, your frontal lobe doesn't fully develop until it's 25.
I don't listen to Joe Rogan.
Who taught you frontal lobe?
I'm not a tool, but.
What kind of white boys are you listening to?
Well, you don't like Joe Rogan?
Nah, it's not my thing.
What's your thing, bro?
I only listen to strictly the Emo Brown podcast.
This fucking guy.
Uh-oh. And
what
and the boiler.
Brown noser.
Oh,
the
thank
boiler.
You. Never mind. We're back.
We're back.
The Emo Brown noser.
Yes.
The tongue buckler.
Oh, there. That's deep my boy. Cut. You're deep back. You're
you guys
back.
Used to work together at Ballast.
Hell
Point.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, Jeff was God. Brewing, and I was a wee lad on the kegging line.
But you,
on that, overnights, which sucked.
We were both on overnights. That's where that we were. We were the crisp of the of. I don't know. As far as everybody that worked there, it was the graveyard shift that really made the grittiness happen.
It was me, you, Adam Oliver.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a person who has two names as a first. What?
That's a powerful Oliver. Guy. He's yeah, he bought a house.
That sounds familiar.
That's how powerful that guy is.
Adam Oliver. No. All right.
Adam you might Oliver. Know his brother, maybe.
Anthony Beach. Hell yeah, shout out, Latchkey Brewing.
He's an MMA guy, too.
Very big MMA guy.
Or I don't know, Anthony.
I don't know
he just
anything about brewers. I suck.
Well,
tap in.
You know one, at least. You know Kev.
Mr. Levi Lewis.
Senores and señoritas, Levi Lewis.
I used to know Kevin from Santee.
Yeah, we
way back.
Little known fact, not many people know this. Our first brewery endeavor was inside of the walls of Butcher Brewing in Santee.
I've never even heard of Butcher
Brewing. Place I drank legally.
Yeah,
allegedly.
We had a an alternating proprietorship arrangement with Butcher's Brewing and
Ray Knight.
Ray Knight gave us the opportunity.
Shout out to Ray.
That how long was that place around?
A few years.
Maybe 5-6 years. They switched facilities once.
And then they switched the branding from Butcher's into Finest Ales.
That was such a dumb name. Finest Made.
Finest Made Ales.
Ooh, bad move.
Yeah. Butcher's was so cool. It had
Butcher's
its own thing.
Butcher's is cool.
Yeah.
Finest Made is ooh. I know what they were trying to do.
They gave us an opportunity to brew. We were able to get our license. We were able to start getting contracts with the customers. And Kevin, myself, and John all went in there twice a month to brew.
Mm.
So we had 2 brew days per month. And we kegged everything up. Needle in the hay and fucking Flama Blanca or something or whatever it was.
Wait, what year is this?
2015.
Yeah. Okay.
So did they still have those weird honey fermenters when you guys
did it? We had the hunt, like, big ass. Yeah, they were weird, bro.
They're weird shaped. They're like eggs.
They're like milk almost. Tanks.
Yeah, like dairy
fermenters. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, like, that's, dude, a lot of breweries start that way.
Brewing the hard way, legit. Like, we were milling it on our own. We were carrying it in buckets and putting it into the dairy tanks. It was a workout, man. Yeah, it was a workout. It was fun. We learned how to brew there on that system. Kevin saw it all the way through, and he actually worked with Ray as his brewer, and he cut his teeth there.
Yeah.
And he became, you know, very proficient in brewing that when we set up our own setup at the brewery, the Pinchy Premier Stainless Steel, the system we have, it was night and day for him. It was just hella easy to go from that to this because he was doing it the hard way. We did that. We got every time we have a release, we would sell out all of our kegs. So we would have, I don't know, we'd brew 5 barrels?
It was 10 three punks barrels?
At this point. We were 3 punk ales.
All right, cool.
3 punk ales, 2015, 2014. And we would go in there and do our shit. We garnered a bunch of accounts and just sold it, bro. We just sold our fucking kegs and we'd sell out.
That's dope.
To the point that the ownership that oversaw what Ray was doing at Butcher's was like, hey, you got to sever ties with these guys. It's not a good look that these guys are coming in and they're selling out their shit. We weren't allowed to sell in the tasting room. So that was one thing. We didn't have a license to sell within their tasting room.
That's weird.
Yeah, I think
you typically are able to do that.
I think the laws have changed since. But when we did that, the craft beer attorney, she said that that's not something we were able to do. And we were fine with it. We just wanted to sell our beer. We just wanted to get out and do our thing. We ended up making our first release at Keg and Bottle.
Classic.
Out at San Diego State University. Invited all the homies. Your brother was there, Santi. Your brother was there. Compa Caesar was there. That's where I met Caesar, dog.
Wait, is that the one that's catty-cornered like near the Woodstocks?
It's like Del Cerro.
No, it's
Windmill Farms.
Oh, the Del Cerro one. Yes, that has a whole
Windmill Farms.
It has a restaurant.
That place is awesome.
Yes. Yeah, we used to go there all the time. I used to go there all the time when
great
I was working
food.
For
Sammy's. Great food, great whiskey collection.
Because Gavin invited me out because I like going with him because he got a senior citizen discount. And
Steve has that too.
I sure do, but look at me. I'm awesome. I'm kick-ass.
Did you drink craft beer like before? Like, did you pale ale?
He
nothing?
Still doesn't. He's drinking seltzer.
My favorite.
You never like dabbled, you know?
My favorite beer was the Bella's Point Yellowtail Pale Ale.
Ingesum?
That was my go-to fucking beer. Which is now classic. Just the pinchy
California Kolsch. But we all know what it is, gentlemen.
But they're bringing back the original recipe, right?
No, no, the recipe's never changed. We had to change the name.
Oh.
For, to do Australian wine rights.
Right.
The little kangaroo was hopping around.
We call them Joey's.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
That's what a baby kangaroo, yeah.
So yeah, we did that. We released the fucking beer there. Kevin was there with me and John was there with me. The kicker for the Chargers was there with
what?
Us.
What?
Jay Novak? No.
Yeah.
Was it him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hella swole, fool. Right. Hella swole. Everybody was there for the release of Needle in the Hay. Sold it out. Had a great time. They invited us to brew again. We did it one more time. We kept growing, and then ultimately, we outgrew our welcome.
Well, yeah. When you're making better beer than the brewery that's helping you make
it. We outgrew our welcome. I remember this conversation distinctly, and I shouldn't repeat it.
Yes, you should. Because
I know
right now.
Go on. Kevin's really good friends with Ray Knight at the time, and I'm very grateful and honored to have had the opportunity to build our brand and start the journey, the process of building our own brand there, you know? And he was just, I remember him telling me, he's like, nah, man, that's not going to work. Like telling us, moving to Chula Vista. It's like, that's not going to work, dog.
Who said that?
Ray.
Wow.
Yeah, he's like, it's not a good idea. Do you want to be part of the guys? You know, just one of the guys in the breweries? I remember telling him, that. You guys just want to just be part of the brewery scene? Or do you want to make a statement and do it? You're not going to do that. It's not going to happen in Chula Vista. And I was like, oh, shit.
Homie. He's talking to the wrong guy.
I was like, yeah, well, and then right. I was like, this was before my Chula Vista tattoo. Yeah. But the same dickhead attitude was already permeating through my system, dude. And I was like, all right.
So you choked him out.
I was like, I'll show you. And nobody wanted to go to Chula Vista. I remember talking to John. John was the only one who wanted to go. Kevin was like, nah, I don't know if it's a good idea, bro. I don't know if it's a good idea. And ultimately, I talked everyone into it and jumped on board, built a team. Here we are, like 6.5 years later, dude. Yeah. Still there.
Yeah, it looked fucking A, dude.
See, and it's a shitty time in the craft beer world right now.
We were talking about it.
Shitty time. You good? You got somewhere to go?
No, this fucking watch, bro. I forget to silence it, and then it's just like vibrating and like some. I got to check, man. I got kids. You know how it is.
You've got kids.
I got kids.
You've got 2.5.
Yeah, 2.5 right now. But dude, back to like writer's story, bro. Like so. Craft beer got you, you know, finally, after you're done running away from a helicopter, you fucking post back up, you get back into the scene, re-rip it up, dude, at Ballast Point Graveyard Shift, and then, dude, I don't know, when you left, I don't know where you went.
Yeah, it was a...
Jail.
It was...
Yeah.
And he, I was in...
And it was rad.
I was apparently in high school. That's where I got my craft beer brewing degree, making Pruno.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I went to... So. We were at Ballast 2017. After that, I went to Resident Brewing briefly.
That's right.
That's where I learned most everything.
That's right.
Shout out to my boy Craig.
Craig!
Craig Nelson.
Every now he came to the opening of the Little Fool Italy spot. Nelson. He was there.
The funniest guy
Craig
ever.
The Fool Nelson.
I
biochemist now, right?
Yeah, he's cursed for sure. He's like looking for cures for diseases and shit like that.
Much better than making beer. Much better than making
Pardon
beer.
Me.
He's better than all of us.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would agree with that.
Speak for yourself.
Not something I don't.
But yeah,
does he jump out of airplanes? I don't think so.
In a suit?
That's true.
Well, shooting a fucking video for Express.
Yeah.
He's not. All while reading your Miranda rights all the way down.
He's not Bond.
Not guilty. Not guilty.
Jason Bourne over here.
Hey, for real. What if he was a Mexican? Jason Bourne.
Dude, literally, Santiago, you're sitting there like if you got more like shit that we don't know about. Like, you just don't randomly just jump out of a fucking plane with a tuxedo on. You've been awfully quiet. Like, you don't want to
have a mic for.
I'm sharing the mic. So,
we're doing the Nas approach to fucking podcasting.
What I want to know back to writer's story is like, what's the lesson here? Because we got a point, right? Like, what's the lesson? Escape the cops and your
Run
life.
Fast.
Your life is gonna get better. And what's the what's the silver lining here?
This motherfucker's looking for a happy ending. You listen came to the wrong place, my friend.
Listen to Puddle of Mud and have a friend with a truck nearby.
Yeah, I mean that is good advice, honestly. The moral of the story is get a job.
Yeah,
that's the moral of the story. Because when you didn't have a job, you got to get money somehow, right?
So, you're okay with this because it ultimately, you know, benefited your future.
Yeah, I mean it's part of my past. Obviously, you know, if you didn't know me, you wouldn't know anything about that. I'm sure Jeff didn't know. And, you know, we worked
had
together,
no fucking clue, bro.
I used to be. I mean, I thought for sure, 100%, I would die or be in prison forever before I would be 21. No doubt in my mind back then.
Are you going to cry?
Huh? No.
Oh, okay.
Just do it.
Is this where we get the tears?
No, I'm not crying.
Just do it. I've been trying to get tears out of somebody all day, Wolf.
I don't think I could cry when I have you here the whole time laughing. I'd be like,
it's, you know,
too
it's
much good vibes. Too much
we are good vibes.
It is.
We are definitely good vibes.
That story's dope, dude.
Good vibes.
As much as it is a kind of whack-ass crazy story about what not to do, it's a nice, like, opposite end of the spectrum story about just don't fall into that pit fucking trap and then get yourself out of it.
Would his story work on your former podcast?
All day.
Yeah?
We're going to get something new.
All of a sudden that he's telling you a positive thing, his logo came back out. Look at it.
Look at it. Look at it. Oh, shit.
this little thing?
Baby.
Did I do that?
Hey, guys, I need you to warn me when that happens. Thanks, guys.
Shit comes.
I cannot be
you just need to sit down with fucking Angel next week too, bro. Angel sucks, bro. We need to have some banter coming.
Angel's
going to
have two assistants now.
Ryder the devil and the angel on his shoulders.
Bro, I'm just going to do this for the rest of the show. Right?
There you go.
There's
some BJ stickers up there you can cover it with.
I'm proud to know you, Ryder.
Yeah.
I'm proud to know you. I mean, I feel like our friendship developed pretty fast. You worked at the Elwood for a few months before I even knew you.
Yeah.
common tale.
Yeah. Yeah, we got along pretty quick. I remember you were shooting that episode with Tommy Gomes, and I was talking about the fishing industry because I'm a Portuguese background myself. So
what was that? Was that was that for effect? The fuck was that? I too dabble in the Portuguese fisherman world.
In the Portuguese,
I don't
arts.
Dabble in that world, but my family is big in there. In that, always has been. So I remember we were talking about that.
Portuguese
and then,
myself.
Oh, did I say it crazy?
No,
realize.
You did the little toggle of your glasses.
Oh, did I?
Yeah. And it was like, I too dabble in the Portuguese world.
I do know.
My bad. I didn't know I was doing that. But yeah, we talked about that and the podcast. I thought it was so cool. And then look at this. 9 months later, 8 months later, here I am.
You escaped being fired a few times at the Allwood.
That's not probably true, but okay, tell me more. Allegedly.
When I've
Are you talking about the skating thing?
When I get approached with this question from Cece, do you like Ryder? And I'm like, uh-oh, why, what happened? She's like, I'm just curious. And I'm like, no, I fucks with Ryder. He's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, cool. And that was it.
Cece?
I feel like in Cece's world.
We have
world,
to have a talk, Cece.
I feel like in Cece's world, that's code for, I'm about to fire this motherfucker.
I hope I didn't get close. I didn't do anything wrong.
Where do you stand with this motherfucker? And I was like, yeah, I think he's cool.
Was that after the try? I tried to.
I don't even remember.
Skate off the roof.
I don't even remember.
But that's pretty cool. You should be getting promoted after trying to do that.
Well,
I wanted him to do it.
That was like one of the first emo brown clips.
I was ready to have him sign a waiver. Like, if you eat shit and you break something, dude, like that's
on
you.
Your own, yeah.
Like, you did this, right? You did this.
In retrospect, I'm glad I didn't, because the later that night, I like moved a barrel outside and I almost like threw out my knee. So I was like, okay, if I would have gone off this roof,
yeah,
29,
I would have. I still think I'm 17 or 18. So then, yeah, you get on the roof, fall.
Well,
off,
mentally, you're it broken. Could be debatable, but still, yeah. We're here. Well,
allegedly, you're an adult.
You've had a change of life recently.
Yeah, I've been sober 73 days now.
Okay,
like that.
Felicidades.
Yeah.
That's good on you, man.
Can you put the camera on me? Let's move this out of the way.
How about we move it this way?
Get this away.
Yeah, let's
from
move
him.
It this way.
Yeah, it's not like I'm surrounded by alcohol know, all the dude. Time at the Elwood.
How are you with this? You've been strong. 73 days is awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Thank you. Yeah, I never thought that I would ever be able to. It's the longest I've ever been sober in my life, probably since I was like 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm. Good on you, man.
And it all kind of came up quick. Yeah, I got really sick. I got pneumonia and was in the hospital and just, it was terrible. And they told me to quit smoking cigarettes. And then I was like, well, I should just quit everything, get my shit together for once, you know? And I did. I feel great. The first 30 days or whatever was terrible because I was sick, but I got back to work at the Elwood and at Three Punks. And I was worried at first, like, oh, surrounded by alcohol, whatever, whatever. But at the end of it, you kind of get over it. You just like, it's just alcohol. It's not some big force that you're attached to and you have to, you know, drink to be cool or drink to be funny.
You're
or
talking to a man who drinks two beers a day, right?
Lozano's like, I don't know.
It
I don't
basically
understand.
Pays the bills and puts food on the table, but
you know what I mean, though.
Did you
like,
drink more than two drinks a day?
When I was drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Every
I would
day?
Drink all
Why is
day.
This two thing such a big... Two beers a day
is not bad.
It's not
work.
Bad at all.
Light work.
Light work?
Now I feel... Yeah, Ryder makes me feel like light a bitch work. And you make me feel like an alcoholic.
I'm just... I'm curious. I want to know where I stand on the spectrum of drinking.
Well, the thing is,
you
is
work
that,
too much to drink too
well,
much.
Well, a lot of the drinking in my life is tailored into
who's tailored
my life.
Right. I mean,
right. That's just what
same
I
with
do.
Being a bartender.
Yeah. Exactly. You know? The only difference is that when I do the majority of my drinking, let's say, is at events, right. And then like obviously I've been drinking today just because this is the vibe.
Yeah.
But most of the time, I just get home, I crack open one or two beers. And it's more of a relaxing thing. It's not like a fiending, where is this poison that I need? It's not like that. It's more like crack open a beer, hang out.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's what it's made for. It's not made to crank back a 30-pack and fucking black out every day. Yeah, is it?
I don't know. I don't know.
Depends.
It's meant to be enjoyed with your friends and family.
I went through my phase of heavy drinking. I feel... Before the brewery and during the initial opening years of the brewery, when I used to work like every fucking day at the brewery, when I was at the brewery every day for like 10 hours, bro.
Yeah.
It gets convenient and it gets very easy to just go to the tap and pour yourself a quick little splash, cheers, whatever customers are with you, boom, boom. And then another homie comes in and says, all right, I'm gonna do this again. Yeah. And every day that I worked at the brewery, I would be drinking. I was like, oh shit, what's going on? I'm drinking a lot. Like, and then I feel like I just removed myself from it.
Like I don't drink a lot anymore. I don't drink very much at all. Like I'll drink, today's my drinking day. You know, like on Mondays is when I drink during the doing the podcast, you know? Mm-hmm. And yeah, I've always respected drinking. I don't really like to go over the top with it anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it comes with age too, I think, because like once you start getting hangovers, it's a lot harder to, you know, get that drunk all the time. When I was like, what, 25, 26, it's probably when I started getting hangovers. I was like, oh, I drank 40 beers last night. Why do I feel kind of shitty when I woke up? Because before, you know, when you're younger, you can go all day and night and you feel fucking fine. But now if I don't get 8 hours of sleep, I mean, my day's in shambles.
Well, it also has to do with the industry. I mean, obviously, it has somewhat to do with the industry, I guess, because you guys are both in the industry very much more intimately, in your case, because you're slinging booze.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like, it's a when you don't have a dependency on it, or at least one that you can identify, right? Then it just becomes this thing of like, how can it get tailored into my life? Like, how can I bring in something that I enjoy into my life, have it be dissipated across a week where it's not overconsumption.
Yeah.
I mean, to your own standards, right. I guess, you know?
It's easy to, I feel like the line between that and slipping into heavy drinking is paper thin in that industry too. I mean, we've all known guys who work in the industry who are alcoholics.
Well, the way that I've kind of talked about it or described it is, everybody talks about having a problem with it because that's the tell. The tell is, do you have a problem with your drinking?
How do you know?
Well, that's my point. The point is, well, what are you trying to accomplish in your life? And what are you trying to do with your life? And what sort of responsibilities do you need to take care of? And if your consumption negatively impacts your trajectory, then I would say even if it's one beer a day, even if it's two beers a week, if those two beers a week are negatively impacting where you want to be ultimately, then you might have a problem if you can't fix that.
Yeah.
So whether it's two beers a day, whether it's five beers a day, and whether it's five beers a month, if your consumption is some sort of an impediment on what you're trying to accomplish in the overall, you know, scheme of things, then yeah, you have a problem. And having a problem should be your tell to curtail. Quit. I don't know. I don't know what the remedy is. It's
overcome,
just
overcome. Yeah.
What
whatever.
If my children are an impediment to my trajectory towards my goals? What do I do then? What the fuck do I do then, brother?
Give them up.
Drop them off at a fire station.
Yeah. Hey, you can't do that anymore.
No.
Once upon a time, you could. I don't know if you can do that. I don't know if there is a still safe haven.
I feel like there's a story behind this.
Well, we used to live out.
Believe well, my me, first I kid. Know.
We that's where, our first son that's is... where we left Pete and Natasha today, so I think it's fine.
We used to live out in East Lake.
Shout out to the kiddos.
Before we moved out to the west side. And we go on walks every night, and there was a fire station there. And there was a safe drop, like an anonymous drop-off stop.
Wow.
Now I drive by the fire station here, one of the major ones. They don't have that shit. So I'm curious if they pull the plug. I'd have to resort to the Emo Brown Council on how that works. Asante, what is your insight on something like this?
Where can you drop off your kids?
I think church. Would
no shit.
I think you just need to find
spoken
the Lord.
Like a Spaniard. Yeah. Where can I take these kids? To church, cabrón.
He said, not to my fucking house.
Oh, man. Asante, do you have kids that you are aware of?
No, I don't.
No?
All
right.
Single.
Single? That doesn't mean nothing, dog. You fucking
proclaimed it. He just wanted to reiterate
that. Remember, single.
Hey, do you have an OnlyFans?
I don't. I'm thinking about it.
What would you do? What would it be based on?
I don't know.
Your secret agent life?
The premise should be like free lawyer advice on your OnlyFans account, you know? Like some shit like that. Like no sign up.
Well, you know, there's actually only TV now. OnlyFans TV. You heard about that?
No, I don't know anything. I'm old.
Yeah, so OnlyFans grew up so much, and the platform is so big right now that people, artists, are doing OnlyFans TV. So it's not necessarily like sexual or anything like that.
Hey, say it again.
Lame.
I'm not following you here, Santiago.
You're not making a pitch for this. I really want to open an OnlyFlans account, you know, where we sell pastries and desserts, bro. Ahaha! But people like me who enjoy a little tasty pastries.
But they cut them like they cut it, or they bake it with their feet, or something, or what?
Oh shit! We're in. Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like Jess already subscribed.
I mean, the other stuff already exists.
All of it.
Like, oh, I'm gonna bake flan,
dude. We are in an era where everything we've ever wanted is at our fingertips, dude. Remember growing up, there was nothing that we wanted. Some Christmas consisted of the fucking Sears catalog and thumbing all the way through the back
Spiegel.
And finding toys. You know, now you want something like kids can go to their phone or a tablet and just find whatever the fuck we want. And imagine when they're 16. When I was 16 and I was trying to like figure out the world, I was trying to sneak out of the house and go to concerts and meet up with chicks or whatever. Now kids can just go online and find whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah, but we're going back and talking about the same cultural revolutions that, you know, the press had, and like Sears or Spiegel magazine was an evolution of not knowing what the hell anything was or how to get it. It was all department store oriented. And so everybody from that generation was like, oh my God, these kids can just open up a magazine and they can see what they're going to get. Where's the
fun in that?
Yeah. Where's the fun in that? And so on and so forth. And it's kind of like when you would have a kid and the doctor would come out and be like, it's a boy or it's a girl. And then they'd be like, what's that? That's when they were finding out, you know what I mean? And I don't know. I don't think any of that is necessarily too spoiling to the new generation.
Remember that commercial? I'm old enough to remember the commercial about calling cards, where one of the dads or the kids, we had a baby, it's a boy.
Oh, yeah. What's it? You got a call coming from
a baby, it's a boy.
Remember that? 1-800-COLLECT or something like that.
Look at these millennials.
I don't remember that.
No,
what are you guys talking about?
No.
I'm lost.
So
tell me more about the old days. So what are commercials?
1-800-COLLECT or some shit.
1-800-COLLECT was a thing, dude.
Wait, what?
And you would have to pay in order to get, it was like a premium service where you would connect and you would dial 1-800-COLLECT to make a call on a public payphone, right? And so the only thing that would be kind of included with that is the name of somebody trying to make the call. So kind of like getting a call out of prison, right? Ryder, you got a call coming from.
I like how he makes it relatable. That's
You have a call coming from
your baby boy.
Yeah. No, so you would have like there's a call coming in from Santiago, and then
from Eric.
Then you would be able to get and be like, oh, Santiago, okay, let's get this call. And then they figured out in this commercial what a good marketing ploy was, like, what's your name, sir? Had a baby, it's a boy. Oh, sir. And then they would call the family, go like, you have a call coming in from had a baby, it's a boy. And that was the joke. The joke is that you bypassed.
It's not funny when you have to describe it.
It isn't.
They didn't say it was a good one. It was a joke. I'm so
lost. How old are you, Santi?
I was lost in payphone.
What? Oh, jeez.
How old are you, fool?
Do we need to explain Sears too?
32.
Oh, you're fucking old, fool. Relax. You're not a youngster, dude.
I never said I was.
I don't know. Do you guys remember Movie Phone? Is that something in your shit?
Party Line.
If you know the name of the number or the movie you'd like to watch, press 1 now. No, you don't.
And if you missed it, you had to start all over.
Oh, fool, dude. Yeah. I would be bored and just dial the 444 film and just kind of hang out and see what's playing.
Just have someone to talk to?
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, shit. Fuck, that's a good movie. I might be down to watch that. You know, you don't remember that shit either?
No, not really.
Fucking A, bro. What about your writer?
Blockbuster.
Yahweh! Blockbuster? I remember Blockbuster.
Oh, man. Your brother just texted me and broke some news.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
Had a baby at some point?
Yeah, I'm not going to say nothing because it's not my news to break, but did he tell you or am I the first to know?
Yeah, he told me.
All right, good. Yeah. Fuck.
All right. I guess we're going to talk about that on show. Not tell anybody
Santi,
else.
Hey,
that'll be on the next
Santi
episode.
Santi is my best friend's brother, dude. Santi, I have two best friends, Gus and Julio. And I've known Julio for a long time.
How does that work?
What a part.
Like having two best friends.
I have two people that I confide on. If shit goes sideways and I need to make something happen.
Yeah.
Those are the two people I'm calling.
Okay, but what happens if shit goes sideways between them two?
One of them's going to go.
Okay, well, who?
Depends on where the call's coming from.
Mm.
You know, do I want financial advice for the rest of my life or do I want tortillas for the rest
Did
of my
the
life?
Did the call collect? Easy.
It's what it pretty much That's comes down to, my friend.
We all know who it is, people.
I'm tortillas. Team tortillas. I've worked with Julio for a decade. Became really good friends. We traveled together. Our fucking families. That's awesome. He's good. And so Santiago is from the same pedigree. He's just way younger. So I can't really fuck with him. Okay. But he's a good dude. Comes from a great family. And I feel like he's my little brother in a sense, bro. I don't have brothers. And I feel like I want to embrother everyone I meet. Well, just the cool ones. Like Ryder, not embrothering.
No. Ryder's hanging on for his job right now.
Yeah.
I can't save fucking Ryder.
I'm already saved, baby. You don't got to worry about me.
Yeah. Well, ladies God and gentlemen, when damn. He shows up, you too can order a beer from Kid Rock. Look at
Jesus.
Saturday is Three Punks Chula Vista.
Yeah?
My God. Don't
pull up on me.
Not for long.
Okay, never mind.
No, you're doing good.
73 days,
You're
baby.
Doing good. You're Proud do, of you, do you buddy. Enjoy working at Three Punk Ales?
Yeah, I like the variety.
I feel like if you're playing cards with me, I figured out your tell sign.
What is it?
Every time you're going to lie, he grabs his glasses. Yep. And I feel like,
I'm not even lying.
I haven't started lying yet.
Actually, he did do that for the Portuguese thing.
Yeah, I'm probably not Portuguese.
Ooh, well, we can check.
Well, that's where I draw the line.
Having a great time on this podcast.
it's not like I waited 6 hours to be here.
And you're still here, dude.
Me and Jeff were out in the parking lot kicking pebbles around until you showed up. Kidding me?
Dude, I was here at 10:05. That's early.
Yeah, that's just 10. How little you guys know Steve, because if he says 10.
Last time you got here at like 10:30.
Yeah, crazy.
Why are you bringing up old shit?
You enjoy working at the brewery though, right?
I like being able to go Elwood, Little Italy, Chula Vista, you know, coming here. It's nice to have variety.
He works for El Champs LLC.
Yeah.
Like legitimately. Like the checks that he gets say El Champs LLC on them, dude.
It's a dangerous game. I hope he pays him well.
That is pretty dangerous.
I'm a dangerous game walking a tightrope.
Yeah, that's my guy.
Statistically, you are.
You know what?
I have a clear conscience. So
and I'll tell you this, fool. I'm very loyal. I'm fair, but I'm firm. I'm not firm. I don't give a fuck. I have people
can't keep it firm.
I have people who are firm for me.
It's a firm ass moment if I ever heard one.
That was a firm. All right, boom. Cheers. No, I appreciate you working with us.
No, I like it. I was thinking the other day how random it is.
Of the three, which one's your favorite?
Honestly, I like working. This
of the three,
crazy.
Which is your favorite?
Little Italy is super chill. I like just being there, chilling by myself, having the vibes going. Obviously, it's not as busy as Elwood or Chula Vista, but something about it—you just like kicking it there. It's very laid back.
Little Italy.
I really like it. Yeah, it's a good neighborhood. It's a great neighborhood.
I think it's a good spot.
But I also like Chula Vista and Elwood too, because you know you're moving, you're making money. What's going on?
Fucking guy.
Yeah. Meet like a lot of Steve's cousins there.
All of my cousins.
All of them.
I tell them, I said, they're not my cousins.
They got to make it clack.
But if Julio comes in, he does get the discount. He knows.
All right,
he doesn't. That's not
they all get the discount?
If he's with Julio.
Yeah.
If he's with Julio.
See? There's limitations.
Yeah.
There's limitations. There's circles. You're either in or you're out.
Theo Santiago gets the fucking Theo Santi gets the fucking
dude, Ryder's a good dude, man. I was happy to see you, brother. I was happy to see your mug on the posting. I forgot what it was. I think it was Little Italy.
Mm-hmm.
No. It was the Elwood
picture.
It was the Elwood.
Yeah.
And they posted, you know, your picture on it that you were behind the bar. I was like, motherfucker, that is Ryder, dude. Yeah. And then I hadn't seen you in forever, brother. So I'm glad.
Yeah, I retired from the back of house and moved up to front where the money is.
Where the beautiful faces belong. Look at this guy, dog.
Yeah, I was too good looking to work in the back washing kegs.
I kept on telling people that all the time.
He came out of the back, too. Jeff was a brewer.
They kept me in them.
Yeah. Interesting. No, I'm not going to leave that.
No, go ahead.
You want this one, Barry, or you want me to take
this? You go ahead. You gave me the last one.
Yeah.
No, I see where that's going.
Nice. All right, well, what do you got? You guys, you suck back there.
Dude, I was telling Barry, dude, that like your producer skills are good.
But
you gotta get engaged, baby.
You're not good back there, dude.
Some would say I belong on the camera.
You do belong in the
camera.
You've
got the face for radio.
You have the chops and the look to be next to me, dude.
One day I'll make it to the big leagues.
Hey, winter formal, you're going?
We talked about this on the last one.
Well, wanted here on camera.
Yeah. The price has dropped, so I'm definitely there.
$50, guys. $50. Did you know that? That way we can buy ours for $50 too. But no, because we're going to do the raffles for the PS5. Thank you. Big ups to the fucking
It's good, man.
Full Circle Group. It's all a thing, dude.
I wasn't able to make it to last year's.
Actually, I can't have you come because I need somebody to work the brewery.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Nice talking to me.
You don't like comedy in Spanish, fool, anyway.
No, I don't.
No?
Oh, it's going to be in Spanish?
Probably not.
All right.
Nice. What else we got?
He's not coming either.
Well, Beck and Barry and me are hosting it, fool.
I was going to say, do I have to host in Spanish?
What are you wearing?
Bienvenidos. Probably.
That was good. Oh, God.
You know I have like 5 shirts.
Yeah, like he has one outfit.
I'm a cartoon character, bro.
Dude,
he dresses off the Tillys, man.
Doug Ryder, Doug.
Doug Funny?
There you go. Ryder's a cartoon character. Look at this fucking guy, dude.
Everyone's a cartoon character.
He's a street shark.
Everyone's a cartoon character. I almost fixed my glasses again. I had to check myself. Damn it.
Dude, your style is legit, though, dude. It's kind of like even Stevensy, but like cool. It's like a kind of gangster. Like if I saw you on the street, dude, I'd be like, all right, what's up, bro?
I just realized in real life,
guy on the golf course will sell you drugs.
In real life, this pairing right here just doesn't exist, dude. The pairing of Santiago and fucking Ryder on the
like
same couch.
And water, bro.
It just doesn't exist, fool. Look at that thing.
No, we're homies.
This motherfucker has a tear in his jeans by design and for fashion. You have a hole in your socks just because that's what was available, fool. This fucking, it's just not the same.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. I got the Elwood money, baby.
Get it, dog! When can people find you at the Elwood?
Sunday, Monday. Me and Cassie holding it down.
Hey, Cassie's my favorite.
Love her.
She's awesome.
She's the best.
She's a Dodger fan, though.
We're the, yeah, that's right. Oh, cut that part out. Her and CeCe.
Oh, there's another Dodger fan. Jesus Christ.
I used to take all the Slim Jims and put them into CeCe's Dodger cup whenever she would come in.
That's aggressive.
You know what I mean?
That's aggressive. Yeah, that is kind of.
It's like harassment, dude.
Okay. Cut that out, too.
It's like mean.
Just scrap the whole episode at this point.
Hey. We've done it before, baby.
Wait, I was supposed to record this? I thought we were practicing.
We've done it before.
I was trying to remember, what other stories we fired off last
time. Relax, save some for the next time, bro.
Okay.
Like I was telling you.
You're
going
to be here
guys,
every month.
I'd like to put you on rotation, fool.
I'll make sure to take the whole day off.
Let me tell you about the...
Cancel my plans for next week.
Or just don't cancel your morning plans. Yeah, yeah, well,
did you know that Mondays, this is what we do, man. We'll just sit down and we'll put out a bunch of episodes and see which ones we release.
Yeah,
I'm very hopeful that this one gets released for you, bro.
Wait, are the mics on?
They are on, bro.
Okay.
You're in the hands of a professional this time.
I wish I had glasses because I would be doing like this. Yes, the mics are. The mics are definitely on.
The mics on. Let's not play poker anymore.
We're looking good.
How long has this one been so far?
Too long.
All right, cool. We'll release this on Patreon.
Then we could have been playing music the whole time.
And then, no, because then the plan is then we just fucking release it, dog. Oh, it's holiday season is coming up.
You just fucking giving everybody everything.
Holiday season is coming, bro. We just got it. We got to feel like, I want to give them Caesar full. Dilly, look, put on Caesar again, dude.
Oh my God. He's so dreamy.
He is dreamy. Yeah. If you see this fucker out past 10 p.m. in the South Bay, it's on and
run for the hills.
That's your guy right there.
Have a great time. You're gonna end up at Jack in the Box eating fucking wings.
Real shit. I did not know Jack in the Box offered wings.
Me neither, dude.
And
you're
they were good, or dude, nah?
We have nine of them in Calexico. I didn't know that.
Lemon garlic? It was lemon garlic or something.
Were they good,
dude? They were crispy.
Were they good?
Yes.
My headphones cut out.
Worth the painful diarrhea.
Sorry, what?
Now he's listening. Now his headphones work. Yeah.
All of a sudden things work again, bro.
There's nothing at
Jack
in the Box.
They have a spicy one too, but I really didn't want fiery diarrhea. So.
Oh. Jack in the Box is great.
There's nothing there that doesn't give you diarrhea, dude.
It's Jack in the Box. What do you expect?
Diarrhea comes as an extra.
This episode was like a pickup game at the gym, fool. It was like a basketball game at the gym. We're just out here, you know, kind of shooting the shit. I feel like everyone is auditioning for a role.
I like that everybody has a buddy. We went the buddy system today.
Buddy system,
everybody
baby.
Has a buddy.
Look at this. Buddies.
Hey, what's up?
Buddies.
Hey, what's cracking?
Buddies.
Best friend. We're on some like game show type shit for sure.
Which game show would it be?
The newlyweds.
Who's getting fired?
Who's getting fired?
Who's fired anyway?
Who is Steve firing today?
I don't fire anyone.
Law and order.
I don't fire anyone, bro. That's a common misconception. Kevin fires people.
People fire themselves, all right?
You know what?
Apparently.
Gaslighting right there.
This is what I do. I give people the rope. What they choose to do with that rope is up to them, bro. You can either, you know, make yourself a knot and climb up out into success, or...
You can jump rope.
You can jump it.
It's kind of dark, bro.
Yeah, you can make
it dark.
You can hang yourself for sure.
Oh,
that's what that meant. You're like, I'm going to give people a rope.
That's the saying.
Yeah. Not to me.
That's not how I mean it.
I mean, when I want to fire someone, I just fire them. I don't give
them a rope.
Wow,
bro. Why do you want to take me down this road?
Bro, we're not going down any road.
All right. No. This is a return trip.
You're hired. Who needs a job?
Apparently, we're all hired.
Santi, when do you become a lawyer?
You're fired.
Uh-oh. You okay?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
You okay? Are you getting choked up, dude?
We're going to make some
people cry. What do you do with that
rope? Talk about his dreams makes him emotional.
Still some way to go. Still
somebody
some
needs to
go.
Cry. How much longer do you have before you're a lawyer?
2 years.
That's not too long.
I'm doing a part-time program, so I go at night. I work full-time, nonprofit, and then,
get
I go
this
to
guy, dog. Dude, I fucks with the Palacios family, dude.
These motherfuckers are good.
They're hustlers, bro.
They're good.
They are hustlers. His brother's from Calexico, too. Interesting story.
Is he a lawyer?
No, he's a financial guy. Yeah.
That's up, dude.
He worked with Steve.
Yeah, we worked together. Nice, for many, many years.
You're like, what are you doing?
Your folks must be proud.
Yeah, I would. I'd be proud.
What does your younger brother do?
El Alex. Don't like me at all.
Alex, he's still like a scientist, bro.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, bro. That's going on.
I'm a fucking fan of the Palacios, and he has two sisters.
Okay, go ahead. Astronaut, what do they do? And Adam Splicer. What is it? What's going on?
Adam Splicer sounds like a good porn name.
Adam Splicer.
He hasn't answered the question.
What do your sisters do, brother?
My sister works for Microsoft. She's big in tech. And then my other sister's a counselor at a college.
Fuck, dog. Jesus.
Okay. We would suck in that family, fool.
Yeah.
We would suck.
They would put me up for adoption real fast.
Ryder Palacios. I ran the police. I the chopper came after me and
we would be so bad they wouldn't even claim us on their taxes in this family. Dog. They're like, nah, well, we don't need the tax breaks.
Ryder, were your parents proud of you when you told them you outran the police?
Well, they don't know. They don't know yet.
No.
The episode never came out.
My mom's gonna know. She's gonna watch this.
No.
And she's probably gonna cry.
Oh, the tears we were looking for barely, all day.
That's barely like a bad story, though. I feel like that's a story that could happen to any like regular person, you know?
Not regular
person. Crash a car and run away? I mean,
not a regular person just outruns the helicopter.
Oh, play your game. That could happen to anybody.
Mm. I mean, you don't know anyone who's got a DUI and crashed a car and ran away?
I know many people who've gotten a DUI. Some of them have crashed. None of them have run away.
Well, all right.
Good on you, fool. That just means you're a down-ass fool.
Means you got legs.
Yeah, especially outrunning a helicopter.
Well,
you were 19.
Yeah, they got me now, I'm getting caught for sure.
You don't think you got those moves anymore?
That knee's giving out.
Oh no, dude.
You're now jumping back into the fucking pole.
I did some like cardio exercise the other day and then like took a nap, woke up and I was like, oh god, like,
that's
sore as can be.
I got pneumonia when I was 30. That was I feel like it was a mental thing. The first time I had never gotten
a mental thing.
Yeah, liquid in your lungs. Yeah,
pneumonia is all in your mind. You didn't know that, Jeff?
It was all in my head, buddy.
But
you know what? I just had positive thoughts and went away.
I'd never been sick like that in my life. And then I turned 30 and we were in Cancun and we were partying and we were just hanging out. And we went down there, wifey, myself, Gus, and his wife. And I was ill, like sick, and it was during the time of the bird flu,
avian flu.
Yeah, and we were like, they're not gonna let me cross because they were quarantining people. Like when you got off the airplane, they were quarantining people and shit. And Jesus. I was sick, like bad, and I just kept buying pills at the farmacia, popping pills, fool, just like whatever.
Like this Xanax isn't helping.
And I was drinking and popping pills and swimming in the waters of Cancun, bro. And I came back, I was ill, bad, very sick. Came back, went to the doctor, and the doctor said I had walking pneumonia. And then I was like, how the fuck are you even operational right now?
It's
like,
all you're right sick. Here, doc.
Yeah. And I told him, you know,
all right here, doc.
It's like some motherfuckers just got it.
Mind over matter, baby.
Some motherfuckers just got it.
You've given me too much power back here.
Angel doesn't utilize that enough.
He's scared.
Hey, okay, no one's listening. Do we keep Angel?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We love Angel.
Do we keep it?
I want it to be known that I said, yeah.
Dude, that guy on the last show was like, sincerely, like if anyone cried, it was him. He was like, I'm just happy to have a job. I'm just happy to be back here working this panel.
That's because we gave him so much shit when he left his show.
Hey, dude. I'm realizing something. I talk a lot of shit.
You're just realizing
it? Oh, it's all in your mind. It's all in your head, dude. It's all in your head.
But I don't think I'm mean about it. Because I don't talk shit to just random people. I feel like I shit on people who I care about and fuck with, you know? I like Angel, you know? I like Angel. But he quit Three Punk. He quit Champs LLC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he left.
That's how I got my job.
Now he's got benefits.
So do you not like him or do you like
him? I love him. We're going to keep him here.
Yeah.
Until I just don't know where you go with that us. Roller coaster, but I like Angel. I really do.
I'm a big Angel fan.
Yeah.
But he quit. He left. But I love him, so he's staying.
What? I feel like he's one joke away from quitting on us. You know?
No, you think so?
Depends what joke.
Yeah, which one?
I'm not gonna say it. I'm nice. I'm the nice guy on the show, dude.
The eyeliner thing?
What joke is it? What joke would it be that would ultimately just throw him over the line?
I don't know, because I'm not gonna be the one that makes it.
No. What is it? I feel like you know what the joke is.
I know what it is.
Right?
Even Ryder knows what it is.
I think Angel knows what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah. But you have one in mind. It's just locked and loaded just in case it gets a little wild. He's going to.
Oh, yeah.
Not
me. Angel. Not me.
You're going to let it slip one time because you've already made the joke.
I have?
You've already made the joke.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. What is it about?
It's the one I'm thinking of then.
It's exactly the one you're thinking of.
Did I make that joke today?
No.
No.
Fucking A.
I think you're afraid of that joke now. Like, you've seen the power it had.
What joke was it, bro?
What's the joke?
What's the joke, right. Fool?
Two angels walk into a bar.
Oh, man.
They quit. Yeah.
Oh. What did I tell them that kind of touched them? Then?
I'll tell you off the air. I'm not going to put this power into the fucking internet and have this.
Do you know what it is, Caesar? Why does everyone know
everybody
what
everybody knows. Dude, there's so many things we that all I'm know. Like not privy to around here. We're going to have to
talk. I love and respect there. Angel. That's why I'm not going to tell it.
What the like, fuck did I say?
Amen.
Wait a minute. I think I know the joke. Is it the twin brother joke?
Don't.
Is that what it is?
Do it.
No. I don't know what button you're trying to push right now, but
you're trying to push the mute button.
Trying to call Angel.
So here we go. It's the joke goes like this.
Okay.
Oh god.
Nah.
Nobody's safe.
Angel's my guy. He's staying with us. He's not going anywhere.
He's stuck with us.
Well, after this joke, he might just decide to do otherwise.
I need to work on my talents. We need to work on fucking hosting this show, fool. We need to work on
this. The motherfucker fucking... said we. I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. We walk up. People will applaud, assuming people will applaud.
No, there's probably... That's the awkward part.
Applause.
That's the part that kills it for most hosts, is they get up there expecting like, oh, people are going to give a fuck. And then you go up there and they're like... talking over you.
Dude, on his like itinerary.
You just gotta
like,
get through it. That's
5 minute applause.
Yeah. We're not performing.
So
we're
like 5 minute applause. Did you go to the Toxicos thing?
No.
You weren't there?
I wasn't invited.
Not you, bitch. I'm talking to Caesar. Oh.
I'm offended you don't remember, dog.
I had a bar of fucking Willy Wonka bars, dude. Yeah.
No, I even got your family in, dog.
Yeah, okay.
They were
okay,
in the back of the line, and I was like,
yeah.
You're with me, dog.
No, you were there. Thank you. Fuck, I forgot.
And then Fernanda took that opportunity to bring like 25 family members in.
Oh, fuck, it's Fernanda. Somebody always got to ruin it for us. Look at that. No, man, that was scary. Oh. That was scary because I was
great
because I was on drugs.
I waited till you started talking and then I talked over you to make it realistic.
That was scary. But
my advice this time would be don't do drugs.
I'm not.
Just wait.
I'm gonna do drugs. We're ready. We're gonna have DJ Boogeyman.
Be ready.
We got to figure out what song we want. You know what song I want?
Real Talk. No.
Yeah. Okay, maybe that one.
Just imagine that fucking banger dropping. The lights come down a little bit. We come up, we go, ladies, gentlemen, and lowlives, we're about to give you the best fucking comedy show you could afford.
Oof. Damn. All right. I don't like that the camera's on me while you're talking shit.
Oh, I thought it was on me. Yeah.
I want to. Go ahead. I'd like to walk into Tenacious D.
Wonderful.
No, greatest song.
Ooh.
You know, I think that would be sick, dude. Doodle-doodle-doo. And then we walk in, ladies and gentlemen, for your listening and viewing pleasure. And then it's just you and me talking. And then we say hello. The bathrooms are here. We'd crack the dumbest joke ever, which is if you're going to do cokes, what was it? Save some for me.
Yeah. Like, do it in the bathroom and save some for me.
We got to work on this, Barry. I don't want that day to come.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
We're going to be fine. We're going to be all right. I got you, baby. I'm gonna put you under my little wing and I'm going to fly us off into the sun.
Fly away.
Or it's going to be fucking miserable and we're going to suck. But you know what? We're going to do it.
How do we introduce the comedians? Do we introduce them?
Hopefully by name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
By their accolades or how we know them.
Yeah, I mean, if you got like a funny story about them, like I saw this guy naked, then you know, Whoa. You say that. But like, otherwise you just be like, yeah, accolades are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking world renowned.
Yeah.
Fucking famous.
Homies.
Yeah, all those
don't
words.
Know why they like us. And then they go.
There it is. All right, cool. Final thoughts, guys.
Sounds like you have it all figured out.
Final thoughts.
I've done it before.
Lozano.
Yeah. I don't know. Thanks for having us and having me again. It was fun.
I'm glad you came
being
back.
Here. I enjoy busting balls.
Yeah.
So thanks.
Monthly rendezvous. Or definitely a Venn diagram collab of podcasts between us and the Boiler Room.
Ooh. It's the Boil Over. It's
the Boil Over. Boiler Room's a good name too, though. Let's be real.
The Boil Over was the Boil Over is a podcast. The Boiler Room was
that's where they killed Freddy Krueger.
That was a good movie. Yep. But yeah, dude, next time I'll be here by noon and we're good to go.
Nice.
Give me a 10 o'clock. I'll be here by noon.
We used to start this shit at 7.
Yeah.
Remember that?
We recorded.
Dude, I even told him, let's do an early one, dude. Like, let's do like a super early one.
How early have we recorded ever?
7. When? We went to 7. We did 6 one time, but it didn't happen at 6.
7 in the morning?
Yeah, what? In the brewery.
Why?
Because you were up.
Oh, man, how ridiculous was I?
That was I dumb. Had a 2-year-old. I was waking up at 7 a.m.
You've just been up. Yeah. Dude, no, I enjoy doing the show. You guys are fucking awesome. You guys
Stay
are wild.
Funny. He's Don't afraid. Be scared. He's here. You guys are fucking... you're awesome.
Writer.
Say
I love
funny,
you.
Bro.
Santiago.
You guys are funny.
You're built like a stud.
He's going to have his chance to say his things. Don't prop people out. Just promote yourself. What do you got?
Your family's incredible, Santiago.
There it is. We wasted the good surprise on you.
No, dude, if you're really serious about doing this once a month, I'll be here once a month. There it dude. Is. Let's go.
Easy peasy.
Let's do it, dude. Easy we'll have some peasy. Crossover episodes. Yes. This is chill, dude.
Contracts in the mail. Nice.
Hey,
where are you going to be recording the boil over?
We're actually going to be going to different spots to record. So it won't be a studio
What's
broadcast.
The premise of the show?
So it's essentially what Dedicated to the Craft was, except without the on the nose, it's in the fucking title premise, which is going around to all around San Diego, talking to chefs, brewers, artists, and everything in between. But what we were thinking about was kind of like, for instance, going up to a brewer and going, hey man, this is obviously going to be a plug about your spot and your brewery. Where do you like to drink? When you're not here and you need to blow off some steam, where do you like to go? Oh, I like to go to the fucking Elwood. That's my favorite spot to drink. So we go over there and we post up at the Elwood and we're talking to, you know, X, Y, and Z, but we're in a different location all the time. So it's kind of like a multifaceted promo opportunity, right? Our show, what they do, and where they like to just hang out when they're not there. And that's, I thought that was kind of cool and everybody seems to be aligned with it.
You're the point man. It's going to be like the a one-man show. Rick's going to be behind the camera and you're going to be...
But similar to this, like where I want Rick to take a lot more of an active role and involvement in the show.
That would be
like
sick.
What Dedicated to the Craft, he was just behind the scenes and I don't really like that because I want to introduce him. I mean, incorporate him into the show.
Interaction too.
Yeah, yeah, dude, it's just funner this way. Like the way that you guys have it set up right now is perfect. I think that this is a great template.
I heard he said he's funny.
I think he likes me. I think,
oh, funny Lord. Looking.
Oh, shit. Well done. Look forward to it. First show's in 2 weeks. Available under Spotify's...
It's going
to
be available like... Everywhere? Where you can get your podcast. But YouTube's going to be the big play because there's going to be a visual component, obviously. So let's go. Let's go. You guys are going to jump on too, baby.
Whenever, dog.
All the time.
Ryder, go ahead.
Oh, what are we talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Final thoughts.
Oh, final thoughts. Yeah, this is good. Just get back on here and have an episode come out.
Tell your mother you love her and that you're sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Mom. Love you. She knows that already, though. Yeah, I'm looking forward to being on more, possibly. And tell more stories. Today we just got some light work off, but, you know, there's always more to be.
There's
about.
Always more. Today always was a loose more. Structure. We're just having a good time. This is the wind down. Just doing our thing. Mm-hmm. Relaxing. You know, I didn't want to rush home, so no boxing for the kids. It's
over. Don't forget to Venmo me that $10.
Who owes you? Oh, how much was it? That's a $10 burrito?
It was actually more like $14, but yeah.
Where'd you go? Yeah.
I can't never say it. Sarais?
Sarais?
Yeah.
Psoriasis?
No. Yeah. Oh, hey.
No.
It's expensive.
Yeah, by the Elwood. It's really good. It's expensive, but
it's good.
A good
burrito.
That shit was huge, bro.
Huge. It
was
huge. Hot sauce is real good. So
I didn't have any of that.
That's my plug for today. Sorry.
Thank you for coming back. Awesome. I love the story you shared. I love the story that you shared. I look forward to having you on another show where you share another story. You're a good guy, man. I mean, we bust balls. We were all busting balls, but I feel like you told a significant story with a very uplifting ending.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not all just like negative shit.
No.
Like I'm some criminal or something, but yeah, I mean... I like to bring it all full circle.
Oh, look at that.
That was good.
Shout out to
someone
the
sponsor.
Bing. Like if there was a camera on your tooth, that would have been perfect. Like, ding. There you are.
Yeah, like Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Snakes. I don't know no snakes.
Yeah.
Santiago, what did we learn today?
We learned a lot. We learned a lot.
I like Santiago for.
Thanks for having me. I wasn't obviously expected to. sit in the hot seat, but
that's weird. You text me, hey, if I go, can I come on the fucking podcast? I was like, yeah, sure.
I said, can I watch it?
Like, I'll put on my good pants.
Yeah.
But yeah, honestly, I met a lot of cool people today.
Yeah, so. You're awesome, man. You are definitely a cool person.
And Caesar.
And Caesar.
A little plug.
Go on, there you go. Here we go.
We'll be on December 17th. When is this airing?
We'll
December 18th.
We'll find it. At December.
Barry's good.
December 17th, I'll be at Fashion Valley Mall. I'll be hosting.
You gonna be Santa Claus? What the fuck are you doing?
Special event for Express. So yeah, stay cool. Tuned.
Wait,
Once I know the details, I'll let you know.
You don't even know the details. You just know you're gonna be there.
They did give me the date though, so I'll be at the Fashion Valley Mall at Express. It's gonna be like a styling event. I'll be hosting it. So yeah.
You gotta talk.
Yeah, yeah.
Give I'll us let a little. Let me hear, bitch. Yeah.
No, well, I don't know. I'll let you know. Well, I just know the date.
Let's see. You're going to be hosting. You're going to be introducing. You're going to be introducing Ryder. Introduce Ryder to us and what he's wearing. Okay. Then go. Ah, bravo, San Diego.
And here we have Ryder.
All right.
Wearing yeah. a bucket hat from the Deftones, a exclusive glasses, and a very unique.
Well, you have 3 weeks to figure it out, bro.
Now to the stage is Cassandra.
I don't know how I feel about the voice.
No. I think it's very European.
Do it again. I'm finding it out. Finding it out.
All right.
This is good time to practice.
Hey, come back on the podcast. We'll get you sorted, bro.
Hey, to be fair, they gave you Ryder.
Hey, September 17th is a Monday. Aww.
You got Ryder, dude. He's great. He's very unique and original. Yeah. It's really hard to do something off the cuff.
Mm. Wearing his khaki pants and blue flannel.
Mm. Dickie shorts.
We got Ryder.
Chuck shoes. No, man.
Tommy Bahama shirt.
So you're a lawyer, graduated from UCSD.
I'll work on it.
Currently single. You work at a nonprofit. You are a part-time model for the illustrious clothing company Express.
He's single too.
They saw something in you and they were just compelled to offer you a contract to be their spokesperson, host of events, brand ambassador. You were a hard worker because you worked for that, because you jumped out of a plane. You did other little skits. I follow your TikTok, fool. I know what you're about.
I appreciate it,
man. I know what you do now. I see it all there. Good for you, man. You are a stand-up guy. More importantly, he's my best friend's brother.
We couldn't find anybody to jump out of this plane. Mm. Do we have any other?
I'll do it.
Santiago! Santiago!
Good on you, bro.
It's your time to shine.
What is your goal? Like, ultimately, with Express, what would you like it to lead to?
I don't know, honestly. Playing it as it goes.
Hey, playing it.
Did you think it was going to lead into you being like a model or a brand ambassador, making those videos?
Definitely not. Not really. You know, it was kind of a surprise, you know, that they picked me of all people, because I don't have the most following or stuff.
But,
You know, they just want some people that are genuine.
I think so. What do your parents think? Are they more proud of you being a model, a brand ambassador, a lawyer, co-host on the Emo Brown Show? What do you think they're more proud of for you today?
I think they would be proud of a writer for escaping the shop.
They just took you into the family, the Palacios family.
Yeah.
There it is. Barry... you've said too much today, dude. You've said too much today, brother. Say a little something. Say a little goodbye.
Sunday, November 26th. It's my final Sunday at the Elwood. So I want you all to come out and boo me and do what you do.
What time are you playing, dude?
It'll be 8 to 11.
What are you doing the Saturday before that?
Playing Tipsy Crow.
At what time?
2 to 5.
I invite you, after that, to go with me at work in Snapdragon.
We'll see.
And then I will go and hang out with you all night.
I'd love to be there.
At the Ballast Point booth.
And then we're going to go to Snapdragon. And then the next
day. They don't want me back there, dude.
Why not?
I did that Snapdragon with you guys. They tried to get me to sling hot dogs. They're like, you don't even get to do beer, dude. Go rap hot dogs, fool.
They did.
That I handle a hog.
They banished him to the wiener department.
Which would have been the worst move, because I would have ate them.
I have a picture that.
I love me a hot dog.
I know you do, bro. I gotta believe what the kids call a POV of you nibbling on a hot dog.
It's true.
Caesar.
He's always working.
Look at that guy.
Never not working.
Hi.
It's awesome to see you here again.
Thanks, bro.
Final thoughts.
It's fun to be here.
How's your business going?
Wonderful, man.
Share a little bit about it.
I officially picked up a seventh brand today. So I'll announce that next week. But yeah, man, hired the legendary Jay Jones. So
fuck, how's sales that going, bro?
Fucking wonderful, man.
Jay's a champion.
I went from having to hire somebody that I thought I was going to have to train every step of the way to somebody that knows his business better than I do. So it makes my life a lot easier. Yeah, man, I got some cool conversations to partner up with a couple more people to opening up an events department and a branding and marketing department that kind of gives me a separate little, you know, leg up on the competition, man. So when people hit me up, instead of just offering sales, I can offer the whole package.
Is there a company that you kind of mirrored or that is in the industry that's similar to you?
I don't know if there is. I mean, good for them.
Not like a competitor, but something.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. People have told me that someone does what I do similar in like sales and stuff. Okay. But, you know.
Because you're offering the whole deal.
Yeah. I mean, even when I started, you know, I brought Tyler with me and the he's creator. Doing social media. And then, you know, Bianca did some product shoot for me and she did, you know, some lifestyle shoot for me. So, and now again, yeah. Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fucking work. It's crazy demanding, and it's just one of those things that this I'm closer to year two or year three in my business plan in 10 months. So
there it is, bro.
Great problem to have. It's a lot of fun.
This fucking guy.
Yeah.
Imagine Jay Jones and Caesar. Those were the two big dick salesmen in craft beer, dude.
And I got another huge conversation tomorrow morning thanks to a referral from our beautiful friend over there on camera three.
That's
which one's camera three?
Ooh, that's you, my guy, right there.
Father of three on camera three.
This man name dropped me to somebody. So now we're
in. Well, you're good, man. I don't mind referring my friends or you to people.
Or you.
No, my friends.
I see what you did.
To them, dude. It's like you're good at what you do, bro. You make good. You're very passionate about it. You're well-spoken. So I have no, you know, there's no hesitancy on my part.
Yeah.
Caesar's a salesman. He's got the look. He knows how to communicate.
Yeah.
You got somewhere to go for?
It's this fucking watch, bro. It keeps going off, dude. It's like you haven't done shit today. That activity one.
Hey, Barry, this is Dustin for Patreon, right? This is Dustin for the Patreoners. Let's do, hey, that's good. It's an introduction writer.
People, this is not even going to get released, bro.
You know what, bitch? I will release this today. Send me the audio of this and I'll put this on fucking Patreon.
Remember the episode that we did here, just me, you?
Dude, and, I think I still got it.
Yeah.
It's on who one else of these.
Was, it Casas, was Casas, right? Yeah. It was us in a bottle of tequila.
And we passed the bottle around and
never got released. Around and around in circles.
Until we
didn't say anything cancelable.
Though. I'll have to listen to it. It's in one of those little SD discs, the micro discs right there. Okay. It's in one of those, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was bad. That was right here.
That was great.
That was a blast.
It was great. Man. I didn't know why it didn't get released, but.
Send me the audio to this. I'll release this to Patreon tonight if you give it to me tonight, and we'll just have a good time with it, dude. We'll have a good old time with it. It'll be awesome. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right.
I'll talk to my people. They'll get you the audio.
Yeah, they will. Awesome. That can I
Angels off at 10:30.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I'll release this shit tomorrow, man. Easy peasy. No problem. I just need the audio. We'll make it happen. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. The 17th show of the day concluded. Listen to my voice, though.
Bro, it's a little hoarse now.
You a hoe.
What?
I heard something about whores.
We should do a live on the spot filming at HK, fool.
Ooh.
Would you be down?
No.
No?
Probably not.
Look at that guy. I'm down. Say it into the
mic. I'm in trouble right now.
I'm down.
Wifey hasn't been there in a chat.
Oh, wifey just called me, fool. I got to get out of here.
Yeah, I got to text my wife. Going like, what the shit, fuck homie. Are you still
hit
there?
Hit that button, homie. Hit that button. Hit that button.
Bet someone covered my shift tonight.